And now a reading from Project 2025. Here's Chris DiBello.
Reading from page 697, Wages versus Benefits. The current tax code has a strong bias that incentivizes businesses to offer employees more generous benefits and lower wages. This limits the freedom of workers and their families to spend their compensation as they see fit, and it could trap workers in their current jobs due to the jobs benefit packages. Wage income is taxed under the individual income tax and under the payroll tax. However, most forms of non-wage benefits are wholly exempt from both of these taxes. To reduce this tax bias against wages, as opposed to employee benefits, the next administration should set a meaningful cap no higher than $12,000 per year for a full-time equivalent employee, and preferably lower, on untaxed benefits that employers can claim as deductions.